Yes. Yeah. Yeah. At the beginning, we saw also because the track is very different compared with the motorcycle, and also we needed to work a bit on the car because it's the first time with the Goodyear, so change a bit of the balance. But at the end of the last practice, I was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the genesis of coming into endurance racing with WRT? Was it the plan of yours? Was it structured? Or was it a reflex for you to just come back and compete?
I want to always race with the cars. During my motorcycle career, I try to understand where. Because I like also the rally, for example. But I understand during the years that the right place is the GT3. Because it's a good car, it's fast, the lap time is similar to MotoGP, and you enjoy to drive. So for me it was all new, and I need to understand with which team. So I spoke with all the manufacturers, more or less, but Vincent was the guy that convinced me more, because he came to Tavuglia, and he speak very much about racing, not about PR. Vincent have a program, we say we do this, this, like this, and I'm very happy to choose the WRT.
So competition is the real factor for you?
Yes. I race all my life. So I say to Vincent, I won't just race.
And talk to me, Valentino, about the discipline that's needed with this new challenge, because vastly different to what you've done previously.
The MotoGP is singular. Here is very much more a teamwork, especially with your teammates in the same car.
Yeah.
In the car racing, you'd make always a lot of meetings during the day. With the motorcycle, a lot less. Briefing, meeting, is hard work, but it's good.
When you look at BMW, how important is it for you to be immersed in the manufacturer, understand the manufacturer, and know that they're going to bring the best equipment possible to the racetrack to you?
It's crucial. I drive the car, but I was not a factory driver. When Vincent said to me the chance of BMW, I was very happy, because I like a lot BMW. I always have BMW from 20 years ago. And especially, I feel a lot more involved, a lot more the support from the factory team. This is a great motivation for growing up and give the maximum.
We can't talk about WEC without talking about Le Mans. How important is Le Mans to you?
Le Mans was the first target from the beginning. I have a motorsport passion for everything, so I follow Le Mans. But you understand clearly when you are a car driver. I was there last year and I was really impressed about the atmosphere, about the people. So I cannot wait to race there.
Max has won there, of course, before with Aston Martin in 2020. I mean, is that an important part of trying to extract some of that knowledge base from Max?
In the first meeting, Vincent in Tavuglia said to me, I have to put you in the right environment. I say, what's mean? Because, you know, with the motorcycle, you are alone, no? You say you need to have the right teammates for try to understand, and it's true. And from Max, I learned a lot. We have a similar style to drive the car. Also, Max is very smooth and clean, and also is a great guy. I always enjoy with him. That is also important.
Yeah. Going back to the discipline aspect as well, it's fast-paced. You've got hypercars lapping you. That's something pretty new for you compared to what you've done in your past.
Yeah, for me, it's new. I have to understand still, because especially in the race, I think that will be different. But, you know, all the drivers from the hypercars are top drivers, so they know. You need to have the respect each other, the fast car for the slow car and the slow car for the fast car. It's difficult because you need to stay concentrated, but you have to look always at the mirror.
Yeah.
But I think that I can do.
And do you experience different emotions compared to when you're on a bike?
MotoGP is very easy. You arrive on the grid, 40 minutes like this, the first three corners are crucial, and after flat out to the end. Here you have a lot of strategy, it's different, you have to save the tire, you have to drive well, you have to manage the traffic, you have to be ready to change your plan, ready for the work in the box, in the pit, because the driver change, all the details are very important. So. This is a big difference, and is also a big challenge.
And the reflexes, what you use, your natural instinct, your natural talent, is that used in a different way as well?
Under a lot of point of view, is exactly the same. You know, it's different, you are seat, you have the steering, but braking, lines, fight with the other, you know, under a lot of point of view is very similar. And I think that my talent in the motorcycle is exactly what I feel with the car.
Do you feel a bit sort of, this is pretty good, you know, I've got a good range of motorsport experience now, and is that part of what you wanted to achieve in your career from an early stage perhaps?
I like to be a driver, but or a rider for a motorcycle, but to be able to drive everything, a total driver, you know?
Yeah.
Because this is my ambition. I work to be here long time, because also if I race with a motorcycle every season, I try to have the time for have some experience with the cars from the Rally of Monza, some GT3 races, because I know that when I finish with the bike, I want to race with cars. My problem is that I'm old. I need 10 years less. But I'm happy because year by year I was able to improve.
Yeah.
And my target is try to arrive at the level of the pro with the GT cars.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about time there. You know, time waits for no person. It goes on and on. Is it a different outlook for you when you're racing now? It must feel different, mustn't it?
Under some point of view, is different. Because, you know, when you are 45, it's normal that you are not like at 25. I'm very happy to find this, because I think that with the motorcycle was time to finish. But if I remain without a race, I think that is difficult.
You'd be a difficult person to share a house with.
Maybe yes, but especially for me it's boring if I don't race, you know. And also I live all my life like this from when I was 14.
Yeah.
So I stay at home, but after 2 weeks I need to go. I need to go racing, you know.
You were so successful in your two-wheel career. It's a different challenge now, isn't it? WEC, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people may look at it like that.
You know, last year I won one race in Misano. And seriously, the feeling that you have on the last lap when you know that you arrive at the flag in the P1 was exactly to win a MotoGP race. This is the meaning. This is why I race, and I think that the major part of the driver here is for that moment, you know, is for win, for try to win. In the car is difficult, because especially in the endurance races, you have a lot of factor, but that moment pay everything, you know?
Yeah.
And sincerely, my target is try to be faster as the pro with the GT car.
Cool.
Basta. The rest, I don't care.
There's a global championship with the elite drivers, the elite teams, and the big manufacturers. Do you feel that as well? I mean, is that still after all this experience, is that something that kind of stirs you? It makes you feel quite proud to be involved in something like this?
Yes, I'm very proud to be here. I think it's the right place. So this is a world championship, is another level, also in the paddock, all the people, but especially, like you say, the other drivers. The other drivers are all famous names, all people that race in Formula One. To share the track with them is great. Now I'm curious to try to understand what's happened really in the race and during all the season, because anyway is a work. It's 8 races, is around the world, is not just in Europe, so you have to retake the flight and everything. So it's more similar to MotoGP. I think that I will enjoy.
Do you have a sort of a plan before you start a season of what you want to achieve?
Allora, in these categories with the cars, it's very difficult to understand your level. With the MotoGP, all is more clear. You know better who can win, you know? Here you have a lot of drivers, a lot of factors. And this year changed, because from last year I changed the car, this year is the GT3, and they have a lot of new team, a lot of new lineups. So I need to understand the level. But the target is try to fight for the podium.
Yeah. A final one on the team. You talked about the family dynamic that Vincent has with WRT. How much would it mean to you to get success in the WEC and see Vincent's face and throw his cap in the air? Because you want to be competitive, you want the technical challenge, but you want it to be fun, which is one of the primary things that you're doing this for as well, isn't it?
It's completely true. I'm very happy to make this choice with the WRT, because for me I was a bit blind, because I have other options also to race with the Italian teams, for example. So to go with the Belgian team is like a great family. I feel very well with everybody, and this is very important for me, because you know I need to enjoy also out of the car, because this for me is not a job. Under technical point, but also outside, I enjoy a lot the team.
Yeah. Talk about Belgian people, let's talk about Italian people. We're going to Imola.
When I race in Italy, it's always a bit more difficult, because I have always a lot of people to manage, you know. All the fans from motorcycle that come to see the races is great. and I have a lot of questions from a lot of people. How they feel, but why you are silver and you are not? So I try to explain to everybody because it's a bit more complicated, but it's a great feeling, and for sure I will enjoy Imola. I like the track. I think that will be very challenging with the hypercar because the track is narrow, but I like the layout of the track.
Yeah. A quick message for the Italian fans to the camera, Valentina, for Imola.
Ciao a tutti i miei tifosi. All'inizio di aprile correremo ad Imola. Il WEC è un campionato bellissimo, è un campionato del mondo, ci sono tanti piloti forti, tante macchine belle, quindi mi raccomando, venite a Imola a vedere la gara.
Molto grazie.
Grazie.
Valentina, thank you very much. That's great.
Thank you.
Good chat. Thank you very much.
Thank you.